Good evening, everyone. It is 6 p.m. on December 3rd. Let's get started. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Mary Joy, can we please have the roll call?
Amin is still out on medical leave. I think, Carol, you saw Parker's note. He had a last-minute work thing come up tonight. He had to be there.
Correct.
And I did receive a call from, or an email from Jerry, and she's sick, so she didn't want to share it. So Hatfield?
Here.
Present. McCall?
Here.
Mo?
Here.
Ryan?
Here.
And Amin also has been having his, you know, surgery.
Yep.
And all of that.
So. Yeah, he thought he'd be back on the 17th.
So I think we could excuse all three of those absences unless anyone objects. Has everyone had a moment to look at the meeting minutes from November 19th? And if so, could we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Thanks from Ryan. And a second?
Second.
Thank you. Let's move on to new business. This is a public hearing to consider a new club liquor license for Northwest Erie FOE number 4019. I was so curious to see what FOE meant. And is the applicant present? We'll call you up in a few minutes. And I now request that the city clerk read the record into the application into the record.
As you stated, tonight we're here to consider an application from the Northwest Erie FOE number 4019, located at 8151 Bradburn Drive. The property is zoned T1, which is a transitional zoning district. And the sale of alcoholic beverages for on-premise consumption is an allowed use. Notice of this hearing was published on the city website, and the property has been posted with signage to notify passersby the date and time of this hearing for more than 10 days preceding this evening. The designated neighborhood boundaries for petitioning purposes were on the North Shaw Boulevard, extended on the south, 78th Avenue extended, on the east, Julian Street extended, and on the west, Yates Street extended. Surveying was completed by Liquor Pros Petitioning, and the report of results together with a map showing where petitioning was conducted is attached to the packet. There are no other club liquor licenses within this designated neighborhood. There has not been a denial of a club liquor license application at this location or within 500 feet of it within the preceding 2 years. A report from the Westminster Police Department regarding the results of the investigation on the applicant is attached. The officers were unable to be here tonight, but I'm happy to read that into the record if you so desire. I submit this information for the record.
Oh, wonderful. We'll go ahead and submit the city clerk's information into the record. Did you have a question?
No. At a motion, I was going to suggest that we include the police report in the record as printed.
Absolutely.
And I move that.
Second.
Are you saying you don't want to read it loud?
Yeah.
We all have a copy of it. And it looks like the Westminster Police Department found no reason to deny the liquor license application. So let's go ahead and also put that police department report into evidence. And included, we also had the surveyor reporting, so thank you for that. We're going to go ahead and now ask the applicant to come forward. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
Yes.
And please say and spell your name and your address for the record.
Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A, Nazarenas, N-A-Z-A-R-E-N-U-S, and I live at 3501 West 95th Avenue.
Wonderful. And is this your legal counsel?
Correct.
And if he could say his number?
Samuel Harden, Registrar.
Wonderful. And if you could go ahead and present and tell us a little bit about why you're here today. Yeah, the recording should be going.
Let me see.
Is this on?
There we go.
Good
morning.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Ms. Nazarenas, can you please explain your role with the club here today?
Yes, I'm the volunteer.
Oh, there it is.
Sorry. I'm the volunteer club manager. I started in 2019 as a volunteer club manager. I have been a member for 26 years, so that's my role.
And can you give the board an idea of the club specifically, the organization as a whole, and what the club stands for?
The Fraternal Order of Eagles is a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c8, which is a fraternal organization where our motto is people helping people. We raise money for different charities. Last year, we raised $56,000 for local charities in the Colorado area. What else? I'm drawing a blank. Sorry, guys.
What kind of events do you host?
Oh, we have, like, dinners, and we have raffles and stuff. We do have a bingo license, a current bingo license with the state of Colorado, and we hold bingo and stuff like that to raise money.
And where is the establishment set to be located here?
8151 Bradburn is where we're going to be. We're right now at 8800 Federal Boulevard. We kind of got chased out of there because of CDOT widening Federal, and we're right on Federal. If you've been by 88th and Federal, you can see that our building's like in the street. So, yeah, CDOT approached us, so we started actively looking for someone to purchase the building so we could find a place to have our new home. And an aerie is a eagle's nest where a eagle raises its young. That's why the aerie comes in.
And with that club, how long have you been operational for at that Federal Heights location?
At the Federal Heights location, I believe we've been there for 30-some years. We've been in operation. We started out in Westminster on 95th Street in a garage with like 25 members. So, yeah, it started in 82 in a garage in Westminster. So we're coming kind of nice to come back to our roots.
And what are your expected hours of operation for this establishment?
1 o'clock until like 8 to 10. It just depends. I mean, our membership base is older. We're like 50, our average age is between 50 and 65. So, I mean, we're older. We got to go home, go to bed. So.
And for further clarification, can you touch on the requirement of membership and how that comes into play, whether it's, you know, not so much of the public, but
yeah.
Membership?
What we have to do is you have to have a member, what is it called, sign for you, and then you have a co-signer, and then you can't be a Nazi, want to overthrow the government type thing. So, and it's basically, our mottos are home, country, and God, liberty, truth, justice, and equality, and those are our standards, basically.
And, you know, switching now from membership to some of your operations specifically, can you touch on how service occurs at the establishment? Is it bar service, table service, things of that nature?
If a person wants a alcoholic beverage, they have to go to the bar. The bartender does not leave the bar. You have to go to the bar. We don't have table service.
And how many bartenders do you currently have on staff?
We have 6, I believe, and they're all TIPS trained.
And are you TIPS certified as well?
I am TIPS certified, yes.
And as it relates to storage of alcohol, can you touch on just where you plan to be keeping alcohol, how to ensure that that is safely secured on the premises?
Yes, our board of trustees, we have 5 of them, and they have a key to the alcohol closet, and that it will be locked in a closet.
And can you touch on some of the events, you spoke to it a bit earlier, but events that you have on premise and some of the precautions when those events are larger in number?
Yeah, when say we have a memorial or something and we have outsiders come in. I don't mean to call people outsiders. You're not outsiders. But we have people that are not members, non-members, come in for a memorial of one of our members or whatever. We have security guards, which is our board of trustees, and they monitor the premises.
And so do you currently hold an existing liquor license at your Federal Heights
we
location?
We do. We've held it for years.
And have you ever had any suspension or violation under that license?
No, we haven't.
And so are you aware of the rules and obligations regarding the liquor code? And
yes, very much aware.
And will you make your bartenders and servers aware that they can face liability for...
Oh, they're aware of that, yes. That's in the tips training.
Fantastic. And just to close, you touched on it a bit earlier, but in selecting your new location, why was Westminster of interest to you? What do you believe that the club brings to the town here?
Well, we have a stellar record with Federal Heights. We used to do hats and gloves for the needy children in Federal Heights. We want to get into things like that for Westminster. I know it's a bigger scale Westminster is, but we want to help in Westminster in any way we can.
That is all the questions I have. Is there anything that you haven't mentioned that you'd like to take this opportunity to testify to?
No, I've been a member of the Eagles for 26 years, like I said, and I've lived in Westminster since 1968 when I was 5.
I want to appreciate.
So pretty, please.
Just kidding. I appreciate your presentation. At this time, I'll open it up for board discussion and to ask questions.
I have no questions. I mean, everything I heard sounds like there's absolutely no reason to not approve the license. It sounds like a well.
Madam Chair, I would concur. This seems very straightforward. This organization has been taking care of business for quite some time, and everything seems to be quite straightforward.
Charlene, do you have anything? No. So at this time, I'm going to ask if there's anyone in the audience who is for or against who would like to speak. And if then you have to come up and also be sworn in.
Every single one of these people here is from the Eagles. This is our president.
So we'll go ahead and swear you in. If you could raise your right hand. Do you, please raise your right hand. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
I do.
And could you say your name for the record?
My name is Richard Mattingly. I am the current president of the Northwest Eagles Club. I just wanted to take a brief opportunity to share with you folks what this place means to me as a member. My father-in-law was one of the original members of the club that began it. He's been a member since before time immemorial. It's been a huge benefit in his life. He's made friends. He's created a community around himself of support and just these great people that all function together as kind of one big family. And that's the reason that I joined when he asked me. I joined because I saw this great group of people that were together, that were working together toward very wonderful causes. As the president, I have to kind of pick a charity to push forward for, and mine is the Golden Age Fund, in which we raise money for our members who have reached retirement age but do not have the financial means to do so. And just seeing those kinds of activities go on within this club shows you how much of an impact they have on a community level. The function of ourselves as opposed to a tavern, let's say, this is more for something for our members to come in and enjoy. It's not necessarily the main draw for our business. So I would just ask you to please consider this great community of fantastic people that have embraced me wholeheartedly, and I hope that Westminster will embrace us as well.
Wonderful, thank you. We'll go ahead and close the public portion of this hearing and open it up for board discussion and or a motion.
Do I need to stay here?
Just hang out for a second.
Okay.
I have nothing.
I move that we approve the new club liquor license for the Northwest Area Fraternal Order of Eagles number 4019.
I second it, and I also want to say your presentation was amazing. If everybody had so much going for them that wanted a liquor license, this world would be a greater place and we wouldn't have to worry about all the problems that we try to control. So you guys are doing an amazing job. I'm sorry that they ran you out of the spot. I passed that spot almost daily, so I know that was awful close to the road. So
yeah, We're going to give it more curb appeal too at 8151 Bradburn once we get in there.
Yeah,
we're great. Bringing the building up to code now.
Great job.
Wonderful. So McGill and Mo, thank you. So the motion passes unless you'd like to do roll call. Can you
do
a roll call?
Hatfield?
Yes.
McCullough?
Yes.
Mo?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Congratulations on your new license.
Welcome to Westminster. Welcome back to Westminster.
I have cards if you want to come and visit us and see what we're about. I welcome you guys.
Do you have your new location? Is it already?
It's the building's there. We're bringing it up to code. It didn't have a fire system, which for the safety of the neighborhood, it needs to have a fire system to put out fires and stuff like that. So everything's being brought up to code. So we're not in it. We're probably going to have a Connex over there until we can get in.
Do you have a target date to be open?
Hopefully now. Just kidding. We have to be out of 8800 on January 10th.
Okay. Good luck. Pressure's on.
Well, yeah, I know.
Thank you for coming tonight, and you don't have to hang out anymore. Mary Joy will be in touch with you, and we're going to just go over miscellaneous business.
Okay. Do you guys want a business, one of those cards? It tells you a little bit. I think you should give you one.
Thank you.
Can I approach?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Thank you. On the back, it tells you a little bit about it.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Come and visit us. Come and visit us.
Thank you.
We would love to see you guys.
Thank you.
At this time, we'll move on to other business. Mary Joy, do you have anything for us for December 17th or January 3rd?
Right now, the only thing I have is a special event permit. So it'll be another quick meeting. Hopefully I'll be able to send you guys an email, but it's scheduled for council. I had kind of typed with Jeff over this. It is scheduled for council for anyone that was up for renewal, whether if they wanted to be reappointed, that will go before council, this new council here in the next, during this month. And then, we'll have new members because I think you all heard that both Charlene and Jerry did not elect to be reappointed. And we'll, I believe Jeff is going to, will probably be asked to fill in a permanent seat and then they'll backfill the other member and hopefully get us an alternate so we're not always so tight on the vote, you know, with folks being able to attend. So, and then I did receive an application today, but that application won't be eligible to be scheduled until the second meeting in January. And if we don't have anything, the first meeting's on the 7th. Unless it's a special event permit, that's really all that could be scheduled for that hearing. So any of the business that we would be required to take care of at that first meeting of the year, if I have to look at it, but it may not be until next year. Election of a new vice chair and posting. We have to do the biannual posting approval by the board. So those would be scheduled then for the 19th as well. I think that's what I said.
And I know Parker threw his name into the hat for
City
Council, but they're not meeting yet. Yeah. That deadline, they're not meeting for at least a week, I believe.
Yeah, they will start that at the end of next week. And the last I checked, I think there's like at least 12 people that have applied. So it'll be a field of people that they'll be considering. Is it 28? Okay, so it really changed since I last looked.
And I think, you know, if he is not selected, we did elections in January this year.
Okay, so I thought it was on odd year, so that's why.
Next January.
Yep, yeah.
But if he is selected, then there'll be a mix-up.
You said there isn't meeting the 17th.
Yes.
I won't be here
okay.
the 17th.
Okay.
So actually, this is my last meeting.
Aww. Sure, can't change your mind.
We should have
had a party. Where's the cake and ice cream?
We didn't.
No, that's okay. I'll come back.
Well, yeah,
we can be ready for that.
Play our New Year's.
Yeah. Maybe we could all meet at the Elks or the Eagles Club.
Yeah.
Well, if it's before the 10th, and just so you guys know, I don't know if you are familiar with the old Masonic Lodge. That was right off of 80th and Bradburn. This is where they're going into. Oh. And that is set empty for years.
About 5 years now.
Yeah. Oh, did they still have?
They had some people in and out because my house is, we drive out to get out of my neighborhood. And they had some people in there right before the pandemic.
Oh, okay.
But I think it's been empty since then.
Okay.
I'm surprised it wasn't a Halloween shot.
I'm surprised there wasn't more like damage to it because it's kind of always just been sitting there by its lonely self.
It's the only business-looking building in an entirely residential neighborhood.
If you head west on 80th, and just before you go over the bridge on US 36, it's a gray two-story building that's in there by the big homes. And
before we start chatting, I'm going to
close the hearing.
I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Drive safely.
Yeah.
You as well.